13.
Try to take a vacation. Yes, I mean it. Why not? Why don't take a vacation during this month? If you could, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. So in order for you to spend the whole time worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's better than spending your vacation in Mecca, for example? If you can, go to Mecca to make Umrah, that can make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umrah during the month of Ramadan, similar to Hajj with me. If you couldn't go to Mecca, at least this vacation will help you to have more time for yourself, for the Quran, for Qiyamul Layl, for praying in the night, for more time with your family, enjoying the month of Ramadan. 14. Before you go to the masjid to pray Taraweeh, I would recommend you to read the tafsir of these verses the Imam is going to recite every night. If you understand Arabic, go ahead and read the tafsir. If you don't understand Arabic, go ahead and read the translation of these verses, because that will help you a lot to understand what the Imam is reciting during the Salat. 15. Give a lot of charity in this month. This is the manner of the Prophet ﷺ. He used to give a lot during the month of Ramadan ﷺ. So giving charity, sadaqah, don't ever hesitate. And give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. In this dunya, by blessing your money, and in the day after, with a great reward, with Jannah. So one of the things can make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever, that this Ramadan, you will give the most. More than any other Ramadan you have in your life. 16. I will recommend myself and my brother and sisters to make a time, maybe once a week, once every day, to sit with your family, with your children, with your wife, or with your husband, with your son and your daughters, to talk to them about Ramadan, about the virtues of Ramadan, about the importance of fasting, about the meaning and the wisdoms behind fasting. Teach them. This is our responsibility toward our families. 17. Brothers, don't waste your wife's time by requesting her to cook a lot during this month. Don't ask her to cook a lot, so she will waste her whole day just for cooking, to cook for you the 7-course meals. No, just let her to cook what will be enough and sufficient for you and your children. But don't waste your money and waste your time. It's a very valuable time. Every second, every minute in the month of Ramadan is a very valuable minute. Don't waste most of your time in the kitchen, sister. And don't ask your wife to waste most of her time in the kitchen. The whole day she's cooking, and the whole night she's tired from cooking. Brothers, I remember a sister called me a couple of years ago, and she asked me a question. She said, "Ya Sheikh, I didn't read a single verse from Quran so far, and today is the 15th of Ramadan. I couldn't pray any Taraweeh yet." Wallahi, brothers and sisters, she's saying that while she's crying. And I said, "Sister, why? What's wrong?" She said, "Every day, me and my cousin, who's married to my brother, so she's her sister-in-law, we cook for 18 persons every day since Ramadan started. And we have to cook different kind of foods. And we have to take care of the house after the guests leaves, because my husband invite all of his cousins and all of his relatives every day who are young guys and they're studying here. And I have to cook for 18 persons, me and one other and my sister-in-law every day. And whatever time left, take care of my children, my infants, to clean my house." And she started crying. She said, "I feel I'm sinful by not reading Quran or praying in the night. To Allah, I couldn't. And I'm afraid now my period gonna start. I will not be able to read, pray." And I told her, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." Insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your patience and being good to your husband. But still, her husband should give her the chance, the opportunity to pray, to read Quran, to spend time while she is fasting, to make dua and dhikr. Why our sisters, when the time of breaking the fast, when the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our supplications, we want our wives in the kitchens serving us the food and not to use this moment, to spend this moment, and instead of wasting this moment in serving the food, she should use these moments to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His forgiveness and His help. I'm not calling the sisters now to say, oh, we're not going to serve our husbands or not we're going to cook for our husband during the month of Ramadan. Both extremes are bad. But I'm asking us to be just to be in the middle path, as in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that we are ummah, we are a nation, we are a just nations who are in the middle and the straight path. 18, and this might be for my sisters especially. Some sister during the month of Ramadan, when her period start, she paralyzed. She think that she cannot do any good deeds anymore, since she cannot fast or she cannot pray Taraweeh. No sister, you still can read Quran without touching the Mus'haf. You can listen to the Quran while you are cooking, while you're cleaning your house. You can still listen to lectures, read books. You can make dhikr, you can make dua, you can give sadaqah. You can help your sisters, you can make food for people and to give this food for people to break their fast with it. You still can do a lot of good things. Number 19, every night, brothers and sisters, ask yourself, how was your day? Have you done your best in this day, or you can do more? Every night, ask yourself this. And if you find out that you didn't do your best during this day, promise that you will do much better in the next day. 20. Take the advantage of this month to make it the month of da'wah, to give da'wah to others. To the Muslims who you know, they are not practicing the religion. They were not praying during the year. Who's doing some major sins, or who's not fulfilling their duty as Muslims toward their word. Give them da'wah. Visit them. Advise them. Remind them. Because remember, the devils are chained, and the gates of hell are locked, and the gates of heavens are opened. Take the advantage of this to give da'wah to your Muslim brothers and sisters. Take the advantage of this to teach the new Muslims, brothers and sisters, who just became Muslims, to teach them more about the religion and to give them a good example for a good Muslim or a good Muslimah. Take the advantage of this month to give da'wah for the non-Muslims. Because even though they are not Muslims, but this month is a very good opportunity for them to accept Islam. Because, as I told you, the devils are chained. 21. Brothers and sisters, every day and every night in Ramadan, tell yourself, oh, this is my last day, this is my last night. I will die tomorrow. I will not be able to make it tomorrow. So let me do my best during this day. Let me do my best during this night. I might not be able to pray the next Taraweeh. I might not be able to fast the next day. I want from us to deal with the month of Ramadan with this attitude. And that will make us do our best during this month. 22. Remember, brothers and sisters, we should realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month coming toward us, and He doesn't need us. We need Him the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens His hands for us, welcoming us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of His house, of His Jannah for us, to enter, to be next to Him, be closer to Him. So, would you turn your back to Him? Would you turn your back to Him? Would you stop and not run toward Him? And you the one who need Him the most? Brothers and sisters, realize that. Remember that. Think about this in order for you to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make this our best Ramadan ever. And as I told you, I believe it's a great question. And I believe as much as we repeat a question, we come up with answers, with ideas, with views, with suggestions. We think about it and we have suggestions on just exactly how we should act. What is it that we need to do that will help us celebrate and make this Ramadan the best ever? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us and accept from all of us
وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.